Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, project sponsor Vantage Data Centres, in partnership with Digital Colony and PSP Investments, has appointed ING and Natixis to arrange financing for three data centres in Europe with a total cost of 270 million euros. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, Masdar and Tribe Infrastructure Group will establish up a joint venture to pursue energy from waste projects in Australia. Electric Power Development Co. has signed a development funding agreement with GenX Power for the 150 megawatt Kidston Stage 3 wind project in Australia. And Russia's Nord Stream 2 is planning to resume pipe laying work on a 2.6 kilometer stretch of the stalled Moscow-backed gas pipeline to Europe in Germany's exclusive economic zone. Over in the commodity finance space, on our headline news story, Russia's syndicated loan market is set to boom at the beginning of 2021, according to at least two commodity-linked borrowers in the country, as corporates delay their Q4 2020 fundraising plans to avoid any lingering COVID premiums in anticipation of more favourable pricing conditions early next year. On our essentials news front in the commodity trade finance space, Abu Dhabi National Oil Company has received bids from China Southern Power Grid for the 2 billion high voltage subsea transmission project to link its offshore facilities to the national grid. On our third party news tracker service in the commodity space, the first three international rice trades have been concluded on the rice exchange platform. Russia miner Petropavlov has appointed Denis Alexandrov as CEO. Rush gas giant Gazprom incurred a loss of $3.3 billion in Q3 this year, and Brazilian police carried out search warrants as part of a growing graft probe into the global maritime fuels market after three executives linked to Dubai-based Coquette Marine Oil admitted to bribing a Petrobras employee for sweetheart deals, court documents show. And last, by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, digital banking firm Emirates National Bank Dubai has rolled out its new business online platform, a new omni-channel platform for small businesses. The African Export-Import Bank has officially launched the operations of Mansa, a pan-African customer due diligence repository for financial institutions, corporate entities and SMEs. And the IFC is making a fresh investment in Bank Asia Limited in an effort to provide liquidity to companies affected by the COVID-19 pandemic in Bangladesh. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.